Well, I believe this, so it goes in the belief bucket. I don't like that. I think that's a difficult thing. It's not tolerant within the world we live in today. I'm going to put that in the I don't believe bucket. It's up to you to decide from Scripture what is true and what is not. When I was in seminary, I began watching televangelists on television. Do any of you watch televangelists? Some of them are wonderful people. They're godly people, and they teach the truth. But there are some rascals on television, these televangelists. And I began to call their 800 numbers and had wonderful conversations with these people when I would call them. And some of them sent me special items to save me. And I wanted to share some of those items. I've saved them. This is from 2006. So these items are like 14 years old. And I've lost some of the stuff that I was sent. This particular one is called, "Oh Lord, I pray, send now prosperity." And I am told that if I read this little book and if I fill out the faith card that is inside, God will bless me with wealth and health. Considering my last year with my health, maybe I should have filled that card out. Another televangelist told me that if I place my hand on this hand they mailed me, and if I pray this little prayer they sent, and if I send them seed money, that I will live a life of blessing. Another one, what's this called? Holy Land Anointing Oil. I remember this one also. If I were to break this seal and pour it onto my head, say the words they sent me, and sent them a gift, I would be able to receive a fuller blessing from Christ Jesus. This is called Miracle Spring Water, and it's a very similar concept. If I break the seal, if I pour it on my head, or if I drink it, now this is pretty old now, I wouldn't recommend anybody drinking this, but I will receive a fuller blessing from God. And I used to have a little piece of fabric they sent me. It was called a prayer shawl. And if I would place it on my shoulders, or if I put it on the ground and kneeled on it, if I prayed their words and sent them money, I would receive blessing. And then finally, this one here. Let me find it. They sent this to me, and I opened it up. There it is. And there's $2 in it. And what this particular person said, if you really want to grow in faith, if you really want to understand and know God and love Jesus and really have a heart for Him, you have to be willing to sacrifice. And he was sacrificing by sending me $2. Now, one of those dollars was for me to put towards a future ministry opportunity. But the other dollar I was supposed to put with this pledge card with 29 extra dollars. So I was actually sending $30 to this particular ministry, and that I would receive, again, a fuller understanding and appreciation of God for all that God has done for me. Maybe we should start drinking some of this miracle water. All right? When we understand and when we accept the gravity and the truth of who Jesus is and exactly what it is he says who he is, we do not need gimmicks and lies to bring us into a closer relationship or to provide hope or to give us security. There are millions of people who struggle with faith, and they do gimmicks like this because they're just not sure if they've been saved. They just don't know for certain if God's love for them is greater than the disdain they have for themselves. we are to trust in Christ Jesus, in his eternal love, his earthly life, death, bodily resurrection, and his promise of a future return to make all things new. That very same night, while Jesus was gathered around that table, he had just washed his disciples' feet, a very humbling act. And we read from John chapter 15, and you'll find this in your bulletin insert if you would like to follow along. We get the last of his I am statements. Jesus tells his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away and it withers. And such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Jesus says, "I am the true vine. You are the branches." He tells us to remain in him as he remains in us. We cannot bear fruit unless we remain in him. And by placing these I am statements of Jesus into a biblical theological context, that is, placing them within the greater story of salvation, right? The saga of God's love that he has for us. Think of it the way I've been trying to share with you over the last year with the words of Augustine of Hippo. Right? The new is in the old concealed, and the old is in the new, and it's been revealed. And in Jesus, all things are revealed, the entire story of salvation. And when we understand the Bible in that way, we learn that the God who knew us in Christ Jesus, right? We read in Ephesians chapter 1, before the creation of the world, that he loved us, that he chose us, that he predestined us in love as sons and daughters rooted in the blood of Jesus, is the same God who appears to Moses at the burning bush, revealing his name as I am, Yahweh, I am. The same God who spoke creation into existence is the same God who took on human flesh and became fully human in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, who boldly claimed to be the very I am in sharing the power of God over human salvation. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the gate. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the true vine. He is the Word of God present at creation when God's voice calls the cosmos to appear out of nothing. Creatio ex nihilo, out of nothing. He is the Word of God that brought forth light and life from nothing. As the Word of God, he was present with Abraham at the trees of Mamre when Sarah was promised that within a year she would have a son. He is the Word of God who was with the people of God in the form of a cloud and fire during the great exodus from Egypt. As the Word of God, he was present with Daniel in the lion's den. As the Word of God, he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And as the Word of God, he was born physically into the world in Bethlehem to a virgin named Mary. He was raised by Joseph in Nazareth, and he grew into a man. A man who, at roughly the age of 30, began teaching about the kingdom of God, that it was at hand. He performed supernatural miracles and revealed the true nature of God's love. And he loved those who had never experienced love. He was unjustly arrested, unjustly tried, unjustly beaten to within a breath of his life, and he was unjustly humiliated and unjustly died on the cross. This man is the great I Am, the one who brings forth life from death and heals all things that are broken. This same one, the Ancient of Days, the great I Am, will breathe life into all who receive him in faith. His love and his mercy and his grace cannot be earned. You cannot live a good enough life. It cannot be bought. It cannot be bartered for. It must simply be received. To receive grace from God is to experience reconciliation and healing. It is to be born again of the Holy Spirit. It makes us a new people, and it gives us a new life. As these new people, we are to go into the world and to live as God's own, to show mercy, to show love, to show forgiveness, to look different than the rest of the culture all around us. One thing I see when I go on Facebook, and I know I'll see it after worship when I check it out for a few minutes, I will see people who are Republicans saying, if you vote for Joe Biden, you are not a Christian. And I will see people who are Democrats who post, if you vote for Donald Trump, you cannot be a Christian. Don't be those kind of people. We are called to show love and mercy and to seek reconciliation and forgiveness from one another. As new, redeemed, and forgiven people, God will use us to be his beacons of light and love and mercy in the world. We will bear light, and darkness hates light. First Presbyterian Church of Hannibal has been through difficult times over the past many years. Many of you here present and watching via the live stream are concerned about her future, and some of you may still be holding anger and perhaps grudges over things that happened in the past. I want to share with you today, those days are gone. They're gone. They're gone. The true vine will redeem his people who cling to his branches. The great I Am will make that which is broken new. God will heal that which hurts. My family was brought here for a particular reason, and it was fully of God. I stand before you for a reason, and it was completely and fully of God. You are here for a reason. And it's because your lives are not your own, but they were purchased at a terrible price. The very blood of the Lord Jesus, who is the great I Am, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who went to the tree for you and for me. And we are called as the people of God in this particular family to live a life of love and peace and reconciliation and to show mercy and grace and to serve God in all capacities in which we have been called to serve. There is no time and place for complacence. There is urgency to the call. It is not for other people to do things for the church. We all have gifts from Christ Jesus, and we have all been called to serve the great I Am, to show the world that there's a better way, that there is another way, that there is a true way. It's not a philosophy. It's not a political party. Truth is a person who lived on the earth, and he died. He became sin, Paul writes, who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. He died for us. And if you really believe that he is who he claims to be, then we owe him so very much, not in a legalistic manner, but as a response in joy and love. God is not done with First Presbyterian Church of Hannibal. God loves this parish. God loves this family. And God has great expectations for this church. Are we going to serve him faithfully? Do we trust in the great I Am? Do we understand that we are rooted as his branches in him, the true vine? Soli Deo Gloria, right? To God alone be all the glory. Amen.